Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, our show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour. And I am joined tonight by my partner in life, my friend, my lady, my love, Robin. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, lots of cool stuff happening today. I was down on a job in Philly today, and you know, as strange as this sounds, as long as I've lived up here in this area, I don't know that I've ever seen Independence Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not.
And I was thinking. Do what?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that there's probably a trip, in, you know, to see some of that, you know, that history there,
mm-hmm.
that needs to take place. But I was working up on the roof of the Federal Reserve Bank building today,
mm-hmm.
and could look right up the mall and see Independence Hall. Sent you a picture.
Yep.
And.
You know,
so that was, yeah. Nice picture, be careful. Yeah, I got that. You know, that was kind of cool. You know, it was otherwise an unremarkable workday, which, you know, every now and again, hell, just unremarkable workday is probably a nice day when I think about it. Because my job can get kind of crazy. But then the coolest part, I wasn't even at home to witness or to participate in, but we are starting to get some of our supplies for some of our upscaling or upcycling
mm-hmm.
of items that were previously used for other things, and we're going to ultimately go into some form of, I don't know if these would have gone into a landfill, but anyway, we got a bunch of tires today
mm-hmm.
To begin some construction of some of our engineering projects that will be taking place on the mountain. So I'm excited about getting home this weekend to, of course, spend time with my family, but also to see the stacks and stacks of tires and start evaluating the situation. So,
right.
And we're supposed to get another load tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have plenty of tires to do some dome dome construction, I think, is probably what we're going to ultimately end up doing with the first few of these.
Mm-hmm.
And very likely a greenhouse in there somewhere as well.
Yeah,
so
I'm really excited about it.
It is really exciting. And, you know, these are materials that, you know, somebody's trying to get rid of, and it looks like it's going to be a ready source. So once we get a handle on how we're going to work this, these could turn out to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, pretty cool buildings. So, you know, so I'm excited. You know, and that's one of the coolest things that's happened in a while. You know, just everything seems to be falling into place since we had that weekend with Rachel and Brian and looked at their farm and the things they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just making a sideways comment to someone who then says, well, I've got all these tires we've been trying to figure out what to do with.
That's it.
And another person I was talking to about, you know, starting this season on tanning animal hides from, you know, some of the hunters and that sort of thing. Suddenly some other ideas were presented to me this past weekend. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty excited. I mean, the idea of having our own sweat lodge with deer skin, with a real deer skin covering and that sort of thing. There's just a whole lot of coolness has been happening in the last few years. In the last few weeks, so. Gosh, I guess I could gush a little longer, but maybe I should let you get a word in.
I'm just being patient back here. I know you're excited. I'm excited about it, too. I'm really, really looking forward to getting some of the buildings going and the greenhouse going. Probably my number one priority is the greenhouse, because I really want to be able to have vegetables all year
keep
long.
Stuff going. Yeah. Now, guys, I got to tell you, and ladies, I got to tell you how blessed and wonderful my life is and how lucky I am. I'm having a conversation about the 3 skids of tires that are being delivered, which is several thousand pounds of rubber tires. And they've got plenty more. And I'm talking to my lady about dumping another 3 skids in the yard. And she says, well, we'll figure out something to do with them. Yeah, let's get at least 3 more skids. And then we'll see where we, you know, what we're going to do with the other 8 or the other, you know, 5 skids that they have. Now, guys, how many of you can say something like that? And your partner says, oh, well, yeah, I mean, at least 3 more skids. Let's go ahead and get them. You know, we've got tires piling up in the yard, and this woman that I'm blessed to be a part of, you know, to have in my life and to be a team with, says, well, you know, of course, more. You know, it's like, you know, I don't think she realizes sometimes how wonderful she is.
Oh, sweetie, thank you. Well, it's yeah. don't paint me so wonderfully. I want a darn greenhouse out of it.
We'll get you.
I'm looking at those tires going there's my greenhouse. So I will be more than happy to put up with them in the yard to get my greenhouse.
You'll get your greenhouse, and we'll have several beehive shaped structures around. One of them might even end up being my tanning shed. So,
cool.
Yeah. So there's some serious coolness has been happening. So anyway, we detract though. Tonight we are here to talk about the Empress card. We're continuing the Fool's Journey as we work through the major arcana. The Fool takes his journey, and the Fool has met the Magician and now the High Priestess, and has left the High Priestess left the Magician with the tools and the High Priestess with the answer of you have the answers, go find them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes to the Empress.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we will be talking about the Empress. And we are working from the more standard, commonly known, Rider-Waite deck. So the descriptions of the cards and any of the imagery that we discuss tonight will be based on that set of cards. Yes, there are dozens, maybe hundreds of wonderful decks out there. And we encourage people to experiment and to learn and to grow. But for learning, this is an incredibly good place to start.
Yeah.
The imagery is bold. The imagery is in your face. The colors are powerful. And it's a damn good place to get this party started. So that's what we're going to be working from. So you're on notice. Don't send anything in the chat room saying, well, my card has this. Well, it might, but we're looking at the Rider-Waite. So, my lady, did you have any opening thoughts about the Empress that you wanted to share with our listeners tonight?
The Empress is actually sort of the mother aspect, in my opinion. She sits on the throne, and she has the confidence and the knowledge of her position. She is about everything that is physical in the world. She currently, she sits with a heart and on the side of the throne with the sign for a woman, woman's love, mother's love, woman's love. Her dress again mimics the looks like it's mimicking the pomegranate pattern from the high priestess, the curtains behind the high priestess. It's tough to see. I'm looking at the card, so it's tough to. I don't have a blow up of it, but I'm getting old and blind. But. The trees in the background, it's all about fertility and abundance and the, bringing forth of fruition. It also could be about a motherly love or nurturing or mentorship, but she is there in a supportive role to support her children, to support her husband, to support her family. And also, she is the queen. She knows the path. The high priestess may be the guardian of the knowledge, but the empress knows the path on how to get there. And again, she embodies that mother knowledge, the wise mother who takes care of everybody.
Okay. I agree with all of what you're saying, and then I take it even a step further, because with that fertility and that abundance, I mean there's all of the grain in the foreground. I look at that and I see grain. I see this as the embodiment of and complete power over all growing things.
Mm-hmm.
The scepter and the crown, she is, as you said, the queen. She is the ultimate in all of the feminine. Also in that, we've got to accept that there's the sexuality, not just mm-hmm. fertility from a growing standpoint, but the femininity and the the sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Just abundance, and including, finances, including,
mm-hmm.
Love in our lives. Everything that is touchable, as well as those things that are watery and mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury. That's the word I was looking for earlier, luxury.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, for sensuality, me, that touching and feeling. Go ahead.
For me, the water in the background of the card, you know, there's a waterfall sort of in the background of the card, and sort of speaks to me of the font of life. If I had to sum it up, you know, the wellspring from where all life comes, and the Empress is that. She, you know, is confident in who she is. She knows that she's a sexual being, that she will give forth life, and that she's in control of that.
All right. We are going to be taking callers tonight. Let's go ahead and throw that number out there. The number is 646-564-9714. We also appear to have a pretty good crowd in the chat room. So if we've got any comments or questions in the chat room, we will be happy to bring those up as well. Again, that number is 646-564-9714. So call in and get your question on the air or join the conversation. Now, I always mention the fool's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And how we, as fools, can use this journey, this trip through the major arcana, in the order of the number on the numbers on the cards, we can use this for self-examination, self-improvement. You know, what does the fool learn from each of these cards in turn? And in their proper order. And, you know, I have used this for, I don't know, some decade or so. I have done this a couple of times and really concentrated on each card in its turn. And, you know, the mother, as Robin pointed out, this card represents the mother. And after the fool has gotten the, you know, mystery and the, you know, the tools and then the mystery and the, you know, go find the answers, you know them already, kind of answer, then he comes across the Empress. And this is mother. You know, all of nature is represented on that card, from you know, verdant, lush forest to grains, the waterfall, as Robin pointed out, the luxury of her throne, all speak to sensation, touch. Just like a baby. You know, babies touch everything. They taste everything. You know, they want to feel it and to experience it. And this is the Empress, the fullest expression of experience. And all that we can sense, all that is abundant, all that is luxurious, all that is loving, all that is motherly, for lack of a better word. That's everything I think that I feel with the Empress card is that sensations. I mentioned this when we were talking about the High Priestess, that we were going to be talking about the mother, and she's about sensation. And I don't mean sensational, but since the senses, those things that we touch, taste, smell, you know, all of that goes into this card. Robin?
Yeah, that's I was actually thinking about all that. I really wasn't falling asleep, I promise. But yeah, there is an aspect of sensuality in all of that. For her, and that sort of sensuality that comes from abundance and you know, good times, good vibes, not having too many worries or cares in the world. I mean, it's a lot easier to be in a good frame of mind when you have, you know, the confidence of your position, both financially and socially, and the well-being of knowing that you're secure.
Yeah.
So in some regards, the card could also represent feeling safe and secure.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of security in the mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, you know, absolutely. You know, everything from just being secure. I mean, it could be, you know, this could be message about work, which is, you know, how we usually all pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
It could be about love. Could be about finances in general. Here's some other things to think about, though.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be about our health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we, you know, doing with our health? Particularly, you know, when we're, you know, looking more and more in the world, people are returning to a more Eastern approach to health care,
mm-hmm.
where the mind, the body, and the spirit are all wrapped up into the holistic approach. You know, this card represents all that is healthy and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're on the topic of growth, as we use the tarot and the major arcana as a tool for personal growth and discovery, we can't leave out the fact that the mother speaks to our spirituality as well. It's another card about intuition.
Well, yeah,
another,
I mean, I think all the cards embody messages. Yeah. I think all the cards embody in their own way something to do with intuition and what's and that is the purpose of the deck, to be guideposts and have an intuitive process. So if you were to throw an Empress card in a reading, how would you interpret that?
Wow. Well, I mean, I use a somewhat formalized, I use the Celtic cross. Do what?
Mm-hmm. The cat, I didn't hear anything you just said, I'm sorry. The cat was standing on the keyboard of the phone.
Oh, no. Which one?
Your cat.
All righty then. Good guy. He wants your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I do. See? You're right, he is my cat. So, what I was saying is, I use the Celtic cross spread most of the time I do a reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way I know, it's the message, it's the way that I communicate with spirit and the way spirit communicates with me. You know, as with any form of divination, this is my prearranged language with which I can communicate and receive message. So, it would depend on where I threw it. You know, I mean, it would depend a lot on where it is thrown, But if I was seeking a image for a person in general, I would tell them to explore the depth of nature. Mm-hmm. Look at all of the nature in that card. Look at what she's surrounded by.
Right.
You know, something wonderful and lush is coming your way. It could be financial windfall. It could be a new job. It could be a new love in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But something that she represents is coming into your world. Now, depending on what the rest of the reading is showing me, I might be able to narrow that down some. But, with the way I do the cards, no one card stands in a vacuum. But were I to try to interpret that card in a vacuum, I would look for certainly something wonderful and magical about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with abundance. I mean, I would look at abundance as the key word in nature. And I don't know why exactly I was called to say that, but somebody out there needs to spend more time in nature. So whoever you are, the message is delivered. So I don't know. There you are. I think I've pretty well summed up my answer and how I would read that in with a client.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I always immediately go to the mother energy and either telling people that they need to nurture something in their life to bring it to fruition, mother it, if you will, or that they are in need of that sort of mothering energy from someone else in order to bring whatever it is they're trying to manifest in their lives. However, like you said, it depends on where it comes up in the reading, although I don't use prescribed spread. I'm really, and this is a conversation that I don't even know if you and I have actually had, but I just throw cards. There's no, I put them down in a semicircle, and then I throw a couple of extra cards as we talk at the end. I usually, anywhere from 6 to 8 cards in a semicircle. It's free-flowing. I've always felt that when you have to worry, it's like reading stuff in circle, when you have to worry about, okay, well, this card covers that one, and this one has to go over here, and they have to be all lined up this way, it's a distraction for me. And it gets in the way of me getting my information. If I just throw the cards and listen and let it come to me, then I'm much more effective than having to worry about, how many cards did I throw? And, okay, this one has to go over there, and now it's time to put this one over here. And just, I don't know. I'm just real free form, always have been. So I don't really.
I'm glad that works for you.
I'm sorry?
I'm glad that works for you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not saying.
But I do work very well for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it should work for everybody. It's just how it works for me. I know that a lot of people, value specific types of spreads. And I'm probably in the minority about how people read cards, and that's okay. Like I said, it just works best for me that way.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and drop something here. And first of all, I'm going to remind our listeners that we're taking calls at 646-564-9714. And call in and join the conversation. Ask us any questions you have about the Empress card or any of the shows we've been doing on the Major Arcana. And again, that's 646-564-9714. 9714. And before we take our break, I want to throw out one idea. And this is something that always occurs to me when I see the card, is she is kind of the partner to the Queen of Pentacles. And I see a lot of very similar energy in that. So I wanted to throw that out for thought and contemplation during the break and see what other people have to say about that, what you have to say, what any of the people in the chat room or any of our callers. So we're going to listen to a song called Lady of the Silver Wheel by Darb the Bard, and we'll be back very shortly. Stick around, everybody, and think about the Queen of Pentacles while we're gone.
Ariane, what a lady of changes you spin the web. Lady of the Silver Wheel. Lady of the Silver Wheel. Ariane, what a lady of changes. You spin the web of life, the web of life.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
Howdy, everybody. And welcome back. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you're listening to the Power Hour. Power Hours, however long we run, or however you want to say it. But anyway, joined tonight by my lady, Robin, is joining us as she and I continue our conversation of the major arcana and the Fool's Journey through the major arcana, and we are meeting the Empress this week.
That's right.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just said that's right. Just agreeing with you.
All right. And we are taking callers tonight at 646-564-9714. We've got a little bit of time left that we can bring somebody on, so go ahead and call in and get your thoughts, questions, ideas shared with everyone. And go ahead.
I was going to say there's a question in the chat room about if the cards are upside down, does it change the meaning of the cards?
I don't know how you do that, but I can answer how I handle that.
Go ahead, and then I'll tell you how I do it.
I don't think, a lot of people think that a reversed card reverses the meaning or something scary like that.
Mm-hmm.
I generally think of the energy as being present but blocked. Either we're not embracing it, or we're denying it, or there's some other factor that is blocking that energy from full manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy of the card is present, even reversed. It just tells us that there's something that's hindering its full expression. That's how I handle the reversed cards in any readings that I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, if I'm using a traditional deck like the Rider-Waite, I will change the meaning of the card via the upside down position. But as you said, it's not generally just the polar opposite of whatever the card means. It's going to be in context, and it's going to sometimes be, this is what you need to bring into your life. You're missing this piece of the puzzle. There are lots of different things that it could represent. However, in my Soul Cards deck, which is a non-traditional deck with no meanings, they're just a signpost pictures type deck. I just turn the cards back upside right. I don't do upside down cards.
Okay. Don't even acknowledge that it's upside down. Just turn it and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know a lot of
completely.
Go ahead.
Because at that point, I'm doing a completely intuitive reading, and the positioning of the cards doesn't matter. So.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of teachers that teach, even in the beginning, when you're first starting to read, don't even worry about reverse cards. Turn them back upright and go on with the reading.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about reversal cards or reversed cards. And you know, you and I are actually coming at the same kind of idea from different sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something you need to embrace or bring into your life. Well, I think it's already there. You just need to deal with it. Do something about it. Help it to manifest or recognize that it's there, sort of thing. So I think I think we both have kind of a similar idea about the energies there. We just got to figure out where it's being presented to us. We have to, you know, embrace it. We have to do something, find what's blocking it. So before the break, we had talked about where I had mentioned my feeling that the Empress is like the Queen of Pentacles, just more, and that they are partner cards. And just threw that out there for some conversation, and got some conversation in the chat room about similarities. I found it interesting, even more so, I've not studied the two cards side by side. I was going more on my feelings about the two cards, but reading the similarities, the symbolism, water in the background of both, both with thrones. Some very, very good comments from Shira. So,
I was just reading some of them. She just posted a thing about, she wonders if the bunny in the Queen of Pentacles represents fertility. It's possible. Another possible meaning for the bunny is, you know, bunnies have a reputation for being energetic and working hard. And pentacles also, in my mind, has always represented hard work paying off with, you know, a financial boon. But you have to work for it. Nobody's going to come along and just grant you, you know, the wealth. It's about putting your nose to the grindstone and working hard and getting ahead.
Yeah, and also the rabbits have long been a symbol of the goddess as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, yeah.
So there may be a little.
That's why we have bunnies at Easter for Ostara, right?
That's right. So there may be a little sideways reference to that. By placing the bunny on the Queen of Pentacles.
Right, and so does that bring in a reference to the coming of spring and the bounty and the fertility and abundance again that the mother, you know, the Empress card has?
Well, I mean, Pentacles is all about abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I always see the two as partners. Let's see. Here's another question in the chat room. And I want to get your opinion on this one first before I jump in with my thoughts, since I took the reverse card question first. How do you see the emblem in relationship to other cards in the major arcana that are primarily female image dominated, such as the Star, Strength, Temperance, etc.? Very good question.
Yeah. Well, the Empress, I would say, is sort of, because she is the queen, she's the guiding force. She's the mother and the guiding force. And the Fool in our exercise here has to go and meet all of these people. And so he's come to meet the Empress in his journey, which is basically teaching him about nurturing energy, nurturing oneself, nurturing others, and how he's going to move forward through the deck. So in relationship to the other cards, Star, Strength, Temperance, specifically, that's what he mentioned in his or her question. I don't really... I mean, Strength and Temperance are their own, and Star, they're all three of them have their own slot, their own where they fit in the journey. Aside from them all being women and having female connection in that way, I wouldn't really say there's any other deep connection for me other than the fact that they are women. And one of the things that's always a sticking point for a lot of the students when I teach tarot cards is that the Strength card is a woman and a lion, and they always question that. Well, wouldn't a Strength card be a man? And so perhaps one correlation I could see is that, childbirth, the Empress representing that in the physical, in the cards, requires bravery and strength. It also requires temperance and knowing when to allow your children to have their free rein and when they need to be reined in and teach them, rules and guidelines. So maybe from that standpoint, there's some connection because the mother...
Rules and guidelines for the
end. Right, yeah. The mother has to embody all those things and teach them to her children. So perhaps that's why we meet her at the very beginning here with the Fool, so that she can guide him through meeting those other aspects of things that, are important for a mother to know and to pass on to either her son or daughter. And I'm sure in some ways that's sort of how she would enact, that would be her relationship with the Fool here, would be trying to nurture him and be his mother, because certainly he needs some guidance in that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. I find... I've been looking at those cards, and I see the fact that it's a female, but I almost feel like to a certain degree that's anecdotal. The fact that it is a feminine image, I'm not sure it's the hot topic of the Star, the Strength, or Temperance. I think the deeper meaning there might be more about feminine kinds of energy, but I'm not sure that I see them being, the Star, Strength, or Temperance being necessarily gendered cards. Whereas the Empress, the Emperor, the High Priest, the Magician, the Hierophant that we'll talk about later, all of those are gendered cards, gendered personages. Whereas I think the others are more about the traits themselves. Mm-hmm. And so for myself, I don't see any relationship other than those traits. And the Empress, who is, you know, the mother and is about abundance. Even when Robin mentioned teaching and rules, I feel that that's more embodied in the next card we will talk about when we get to the Emperor. The Empress's relationship to other cards like the Emperor, certainly they become the divine parents. And if the two of them show up in the same reading, I would certainly start looking at parental, the strong, influential couple, our divine parents. Any of the page cards would symbolize some kind of mother-son or mother-child relationship. Those are some of the combinations that I think of with the Empress. Just looking through the rest of the major arcana, even the world, being about, success and how does the nurturing and the abundance of the Empress play into that great success from the world card. So those are really the only kind of things that I think of in regard to partners or relationships with the Empress card.
Mm-hmm.
So, a very good question, something to contemplate. And while my understanding of those cards is based on my conversations, my relationship with the divine, you may have a different feeling about them. You're not locked into any book meaning.
Right.
So I would certainly encourage you, if this question has been raised in your mind, I would certainly encourage you personally to spend greater time contemplating that yourself. Sit down, lay out all those cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and meditate. Call on spirit and ask for information. Just ask the question. Why was this question even put in my brain? Obviously, there's some message that we're supposed to, that you personally were supposed to get from this. And maybe someone listening is supposed to get this spark as well.
Right. You could run an exercise where you throw out the High Priestess card, because after all, she is the gateway to knowledge. And talk to her and ask her for the knowledge that you seek, and then throw the other cards and then sit and listen and see if she answers you. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, she will answer. Mm-hmm. She will answer, but the answer may be wait.
Mm-hmm.
The answer may be not yet. There's always answers. Wow, that was a fun question that really took us off on a direction that we hadn't anticipated, certainly when we started the show. So mm-hmm. thank you for that question. And we are now at about 7 minutes away from the top of the hour. So, why don't you wrap up your thoughts on the Empress, and then I'll let you do the whole telling people how to get in touch with this stuff.
Okay, you're just trying to keep me awake.
Absolutely. My goal in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Empress card again is, just really by my interpretation, having a lot to do with mothering and nurturing and gestating things in your life. So if you need to to say, you know, gestate something in your life. You need to bring it into your life, and you're needing a little guidance and a little help, you know, sit and meditate with her. Put the card somewhere where you can see it every morning when you're brushing your teeth or whatever. Be with her. Because, you know, there is that archetype there as well. If you were somebody who was perhaps having difficulty relating to one's own mother at any given moment in time, you might want to pull out that card and take a look. The beauty of the tarot card deck, any tarot card deck, is that although we use them for readings, we can also use them for a lot of self-exploration and inner delving into our inner psyche. Jung, you know, certainly considered the archetypes that are present in the deck when he wrote his archetypes out. Gods and goddesses and the cards, and there's so many correlations. So don't be afraid to just spend time with the card and listen to it. The energies will speak to you. And that's really the way to get to know every card through the deck. And that's exactly what we're trying to take you through here with having it be the fool's journey. You know, for this exercise, we essentially are the fool walking through the cards and meeting each one. And with that said, I will tell you how to get in touch with Carrie and myself. You can send us email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We both have access to that email account. If you want, you know, if you have any questions about tonight's show or anything else, feel free to email us there. If for some reason you want to get in touch with us through the radio station email, and let's say you have questions for his, you know, for our Thursday night show, or anything, any comments, you loved us, you hated us, whatever you feel you need to tell us, you can write us at cern.org@gmail.com. So that's cern.org@gmail.com. You can also reach both of us through Little Stonebridge Pathworkings page on Facebook. You can also reach us at Spiritual Unity Radio Network page on Facebook. If you just wanted to get in touch with me for some reason, you can find me on Facebook at Robin A. McKean or at Spiritual Wellness Physical Health. I have Facebook pages for both of those that are mine as well. And Terry, how can they get in touch with you if they want to get just in touch with you?
All right. Well, in addition to all that's already been said, you can find me on Facebook, Terry Power in North Copley, Pennsylvania, and also my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP. Now, with any of the Facebook pages that have been mentioned, or follow me on Twitter, at Rev Terry Power HP. But with any of those pages that have been mentioned, the my public figure page, the Spiritual Unity Radio Network page, or the Little Stonebridge Pathworking. If you go to those pages and you find something useful, click like. Like us on Facebook, and that way you can get, you know, show announcements and any kind of post. We're forever posting stuff on there about stuff going on in our lives and stuff going on with our travels and events that we are going to and that sort of thing. So.
Speaking of events,
so definitely like those pages.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of events that we're going to be going to, we will be speaking at Libertine, which is coming up Labor Day weekend in Indiana. It is an adult event, but one that is going to be lots of fun and one that certainly has a lot of very interesting workshops and classes. So if you're in the area, come out to Midian Campground and join us for Libertine.
Okay. And on October 17th, if everything is finalized, I was swapping emails with, you know, my phone trying to do this while I was working today. And into the evening, swapping emails. with the venue, but we are working on getting it lined up. We are going to be doing a full-day communications workshop for people, for relationships. Whether your relationship is one, you know, it's two, three, four, how, you know, whatever you're doing. We're going to be doing a larger version of that show we did a week ago, where we were talking about relationship communications. We're going to be doing a full workshop, full day, morning session, and afternoon, finalizing all of the details. But if you're in the central, or if you're in Pennsylvania or anywhere close, come on out and see us. We'll have some announcements coming up on that on the Little Stone Bridge Pathworking Facebook page. So it's another reason to like the page, so you'll see announcements of cool stuff like that going on. And with all of that said, I want to agree with pretty much everything Robin said about the interest, but I want to add the one thing that always speaks to me is the senses, touch, taste, smell, sight, everything that is sensual, that speaks to the senses, is embodied in this card. And with that abundance, and that wealth of sensation available to us, this is certainly a card that you could spend some time with, and any amount of time spent with this card would be worth every moment of it.
Agreed.
So I think that pretty well wraps up our show for the night. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Thank you, my lady, for everything you do. You are truly a blessing.
Thanks
to all of our listeners. Amen.
You make it easy. You're always so good to me.
See, now you can make me do ours. Okay. Now you got me completely distracted. Thanks to everyone in the chat room. Thanks for the great questions tonight. And for, you know, being so much a part of our show. Some of these names I see in here are with us every show, and constant companions. And the show and myself, I think I would be diminished without you guys being present all the time. So thank you. Thanks to all of our listeners, however you get to us, whether you're listening in the archives or listening live, we are just excited you're here and you're why we do this. And again, if you have any questions for us, just email us. You know how to find us. So with that said, I believe it's time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.